Hi, this is Paul King. This is Module 2 in Conflict Resolution for people seeking self-mastery and spiritual growth. Okay, so in this module, we're going to move from standard grade to higher grade. And in the first module, I said, my problem with you has nothing to do with you. In a conflict situation, it was all about my growth and learning to understand what you were triggering in me, what part of myself I didn't like that you were triggering, what subconscious negative self-belief did I have that you were triggering, and when I identified that, I could nullify it and upgrade my life dramatically. So that's where we were on Module 1. In Module 2, we're going to take it one step further, because now we're just not going to talk about my problem with you has nothing to do with you. The problem itself, the issue, it's not about the issue at all either. So it doesn't matter about the person, it's not about them, but it doesn't matter about the issue either, because what's actually happening in conflict situations is you are getting a chance to create yourself, to choose who you want to be. So do you choose the highest version of yourself to create yourself into the future by your reaction to this conflict, or do you choose the lowest version of yourself in this conflict to create yourself into the future? Okay, so obviously we get back to the same thing again, that if there's no wrong or right choice, you can do whatever you want to do as long as you're happy to live with the consequences of your choices. So there's no wrong and right. Okay, so let's take something that happens often, the divorce situation. Now, obviously, when a relationship has walked its path, then the people have learned a lot from that other person. That person has triggered them, and they've hopefully learned a lot, and vice versa. And they now should go their separate ways. So they should technically give that person thanks for all they've learned, wish them well into the future as they go on with their life and then into their next relationship. And each last relationship prepares you for the next relationship. And I promise you, when you look back at your relationships, you'll see how obvious this is. So now what happens normally? So normally the people fight. They have such emotional issues. They're so emotionally wounded. They go into blame consciousness and they attack and hurt each other and say these terrible things to each other, go to court, put all the dirty laundry in public and get whatever they can from each other, and it's a nightmare. Okay, and that's probably your average or majority of scenarios in these cases of ending of relationships. Okay, so what's really happening once we get back to what part of you is driving you in this conflict situation? So the one could be when the relationship is over, when the feelings are gone, when there is nothing more, when it's causing more frustration, anxiety and anger than what it's causing love, it is over. So now you can either walk away in love or you can fight. Now, what's happening is to walk away in love, and a lot of women walk out of their relationships with nothing. They choose that rather than fight the man and his lawyers. Okay? And people say, oh, they're stupid, they were allowed half or whatever they were allowed. But there's two ways. If you do this nasty, okay, if you choose to create that side of yourself, then you're an ego. okay? And that's what the ego would demand. Nothing less. This is what's right. I get what is mine. I deserve this. Who's he to take my stuff away? I've slaved hard in this home. Okay, that sort of stuff. So that's the ego, and that's a choice. There is no wrong and right choice. But if you choose to create yourself in that conflict, because every conflict is a creative process of us creating ourselves. And if you choose that, then there'll be consequences going forward in your life. Because remember, your thoughts create your realities, both subconscious thought and conscious thought. And your thoughts create your emotions. And the emotions that you put out also create your reality. So between your subconscious thoughts, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, whatever they are, I'm unlovable, or your conscious thoughts of, fuck him, I'm going to take him down, blah, 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 okay? Or your emotions of fear, anger, jealousy, hurt. This is what creates our life. That what we're putting out into the universe is what we attract back into the universe. Into ourselves, sorry, not into the universe. So what we put out into the universe is what we attract back into our lives. So when I say there are consequences to our choices, I mean very severe consequences, literally our future experience and existence. So in this higher grade version of conflict resolution, to choose from the side of you that is heart and soul, you would walk away from the conflict and choose to be love and choose to be in a space of, even though that person has hurt you terribly, to forgive them because you know you attracted them into your life to get the lessons you needed to get. So you release them with love and light and walk away with faith that everything is going to be all right, both financially and otherwise in your future. So once again, we get back to there is no wrong or right choice here. But who do you choose to be? Who do you choose to create yourself as in this conflict? Because depending on whether you create with your ego or whether you create with your heart and soul, you're going to have two very different outcomes in your life going forward. And the futures you're going to create are going to be very, very different from a happiness and peace scenario on the one side to a continued conflict, continued anger, anxiety, emotional instability, problems, mental health, all of these things that most of the world is dealing with at the moment, depression, all these sorts of issues. They think they're health issues. It's got nothing to do with health. Well, as long as the health is mind, body, soul, then yes, it is health. But they think they need tablets to fix those things. Okay, that's not what's necessary here. It's about how we create ourselves. And are we driven? Are our choices driven by our ego? And that whole illusionary mind construct? Or are we driven by our heart and soul? Now, being a human who's had huge anger issues and has done some really crazy, unacceptable things in my life, I understand the drive to rather just want to punch someone's lights out, man, that they never get up off the floor again, ever. I understand that feeling, and I've reacted to it many times in my life, and I've chosen it many times in life. I've chosen to shoot people. I've chosen to do all crazy things, okay, from that anger, from that ego, from the enchainment of my childhood and believing my father didn't love me, which was absolute nonsense, but it's what I believed, so that's what was true for me. So I've reacted to those things out of ego so many times for the first 46 years of my life. I did that. But once you know, once the curtain is drawn back and the light shines into the darkness and that illusion is removed and you know what's actually creating your life, that it isn't anybody else's fault, that you are choosing every day to create yourself, both through your thoughts, your emotions, and your choices, then there's no more wondering why we're in the mess we're in. We know why, and we can take the steps to move forward, to choose to be the best version of ourselves that we can be in every conflict, and even out of conflict. We can choose from our heart and soul to be the best version of ourselves. And the consequence of that will be the peace and serenity in our lives. And as our thoughts get better about ourselves and everything that's going on, and as we become more love-based, so our feelings and emotions get better, and so we attract a better life, a better reality into our life. Because everything is just energy. And all that's happening is the energy is going out of our head and our emotions into the universe and attracting like energy into our life. And if you can't see that, you need to get a book on quantum physics and read it and check and see that it's real. Even the scientists have now come on board. They told us for years this was all nonsense. Now they finally said, it's okay that we believe the shit that we believe. And we're so thankful that we're allowed to believe it now. So once again, to anyone out there, I hope this has been some small help in some small way. I love you.